Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, October 27, 2024, my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. Settle down and just bear with me here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's begin with, I'm laughing. It's too comical and predictable. We've spoken about this phenomenon over and over and over again. What happened? What was the big event that occurred after the U.S. market closed on Friday, on a weekend, as usual? Israel launched an attack on Iran, striking targets inside Iran. It's amazing how they pull this stuff off. They just wait for the right time. Again, the right time is always when, well, generally always, 95% of the time, after market hours, on weekends, and, you know, it doesn't surprise me. It shouldn't surprise you. That's just the way this goes. Now, with regard to this this so-called limited attack, do you really believe that they're done? Do you honestly think that this is not going to obviously get worse moving forward? Now, I spoke to the same friend of mine who I mentioned on Friday, said within 30 to 90 days, we should expect something big to go on involving the Middle East. It's already getting set up right now. Secret U.S. deployments, although a lot of you did bring to my attention that it's really no secret. This has been going on for a while. I honestly was not aware of that until I heard about it from my buddy over here. But anyway, so that's where we're going. This is not going to stop. This is not going to end anytime soon. It's going to get worse. And again, just from our illustrious friend Jamie Dimon, what did he say? What did he just say? World War III has begun. He said, well, he feared that World War III has already begun. And JP Morgan, the super bank of super banks, is running war scenarios. We, you and me, would find it shocking what, well, obviously he's privy to this information, and you and I, you know, we're always kept in the dark, but I don't think that's really the truth here. You and I clearly understand what's happening. Now, with regard to this limited attack on Iran by Israel, let me just say this, and I could be completely wrong. I really could, so I'm just going to float this theory out here for my commodity traders, especially my crude oil investors and traders. You know I believe you need exposure here. I would be willing to say, now don't go shorting the market here on the back of what I'm going to just float out here. This is just a theory in my own head. I believe that next week we could see crude oil fall. Now I know I'm going to get nailed to the wall if I'm wrong on this, but here's my perspective, how the market is going to look at it, okay, initially. So a so-called limited attack on Iran by Israel. Because of a limited attack, this could present a little relief here for the energy market, crude oil more specifically, but it's not going to last, man. You know it and I know it. I'm just floating this out there, and let's see what happens. Let's see what comes tomorrow into Tuesday if we get a little sell-off here in commodities, specifically with regard to crude oil. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. For my crude oil investors and traders, you know what I'm going to tell you. If we do, and I'm floating this out for a reason, quite obviously, if we do get a sell-off here with regard to crude oil, energy prices, what are you going to do about it? Are you really going to short it? Or are you going to bet that this is a buying opportunity to get longer? And obviously, that's my take on it. If, in fact, we get a drop with regard to crude because of this limited attack, which isn't going to stop. All right, we already know that, and we should be ready for anything. And I'm going to touch on that a little bit more in just a moment here. So if crude drops here for my lions, and I want to hear from you because I know there's a lot of you who trade crude all the time. What do you think? What do you see? Do you see what I see, that there's a potential here for crude to drop on the back of this limited attack, which is obviously going to get a lot worse here? And let me just touch on one other thing here real quick. So we have a big week. with regard to earnings. Have you ever noticed that I never talk about earnings? I never talk about it. Why? Because it's a non-event here. All this market cares about is easy money, lower rates, currency devaluation, a clown show, a distortion. That's all we have. We don't have a market anymore. It's like a smudge of distortion somewhere. There's no price discovery anymore. You all know that. Period, the freaking end. Now, with regard to the market look, man, I want to show you this real quick. This is, again, this is the MMRI, Mattern Renal Market Risk Indicator, free to everybody, link in description of this video. You and I, forget about earnings. Forget about it. Doesn't matter. We're watching this. We're watching the debt market here. First of all, look at that 10-year yield. Can you see that? 4.246. That was the close on Friday. If this continues to go higher, the earnings could be stellar off the Richter scale, okay? It won't matter. Dollar relative strength continues to move higher. You see that? Okay. Also, dollar, unit of debt. Central bank issued notes, units of debt, not units of wealth. That's why they're the dollar here is a calculation in the MMRI. This is a major worry. Look at the spike here. What we're seeing here, obviously, is the sell-off in the debt market being reflected here in the MMRI. This is the key. If we see this spike, we got big, big, big problems. If we see central banks jumping near the Fed, buy more, and this comes down, where do you think the market's going? It's pretty obvious, all right? Again, nothing else matters. It's all about easy money. I think we're on the same page. Now, with regard to expecting anything, and I do want to talk a little bit about Trump's interview with Rogan, all right? A lot of you asked me to weigh in on it. I got, I don't know how many emails. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that at the end, and we'll put that together too, because we heard a few things, and it's interesting what happened here. We heard a lot about a certain things and kind of nothing about something else, and that really should tell you something. Let us move forward, but I want to cover this with you people. I write these things pretty much every week. These appear in the Trends Journal and other publications as well, but you guys and girls get it first. Why? Because I got your back. I want all of you to be way ahead of the curve on everything. So this is in your inbox right now. If you do subscribe to my newsletter, again, that's 100% free. Link in description of the video. And I'm going to cover this, and I want you to pay attention to what I say. And I also want to hear if you think I got this right or wrong. Okay, so let's move forward. Markets and economy. Expect the unexpected or even the unbelievable. Truly, you and I, we know the game. We understand what's happening here. So anyway, here we go. Are you ready? For the market and the economy, there is a terribly inconvenient truth. And right now, we have a serious problem. I go on to say, I cannot underscore serious enough. You all understand. Currently, the global economy and the world stock markets are at a tipping point. We really are. And here it is, being reflected in the MMRI with this spike right there. So, and all of it hinges on one thing and one thing only. The world economy and markets need more fuel. Fuel in the form of, well, you know what I'm talking about. Hold that thought. And they need it now. The markets and the economy need, when I tell you vast amounts of debt to be pumped into it just to maintain this illusion where we are, well, I think we're on the same page. Fuel in the form of a mechanism or mechanisms. Here we go. I want you to look at this. A scheme, scams, or some events, false flags, anything which will allow for a new phase of mass, hold that thought, hyper debt creation. You see that? Then, politicians must sell this to you via the media outlets. Now, without some mechanism which will be conned, as in a con job, upon an unknowing public overnight, you already know this. Life as we perceive it to be, this illusion, all right, is going to get very real in every so-called developed nation on this planet. Now, I'm being kind of generous here, but I say maybe 5% of the public, and I go on to say, and perhaps I'm being generous, by saying 5%, have even the slightest clue that, number one, we have a world-controlled, central bank-managed and run debt-based economy slash system. Number two, as a direct result of this world-controlled, central bank-managed debt-based economy slash system, ever more and vastly expanding debt must be pulled into the system just to function at its current level. You know this. You've known this forever. Number three, without a new mechanism, scam, scheme, con, whatever, and soon, the flow of credit and debt will stop. That, my lovely, beautiful friends that I love from my heart with all I got, is where we're going. A complete lockup of the system, the flow of debt, credit, is going to stop. A locking up of the system means transactions stop. Period. This was what was happening. Again, look, man, I understand the deceptions and the distractions from the mainstream media and the puppets behind it, but it wasn't the crash. It wasn't the stock market crash of 08 or the real estate meltdown or the subprime meltdown. It wasn't that. It was the fact that the credit markets were locking up. That was the reason why Bernanke was floated into Washington, put before our congressional leaders that care so much about us, and said, if we don't pump billions into the economy over the weekend, he said, by Monday, we would not have an economy. It wasn't because of the market. So wake up, all right? It's all, again, to get you to look here and not look over there. You understand? But we're going to face this, and it's not by accident. It's not by design. No comedy of errors. It's a fact. It's what they're doing. It's all on purpose. So let us move forward here. As an integral part of the scheme to fuel the system, central banks must now, listen to this part, coordinate with each other to cut rates and devalue the currency. It gets better than that. Did you see what the Bank of England is talking about right now? Oh, yes. We're going to talk about that in a second. Okay, so anyway, as an integral part of this scheme to fuel the system, central banks must now coordinate with each other to cut rates and devalue the currency. But it's got to be sold to you a particular way. Like, for example, promises by one presidential selectee, which got adopted by another presidential selectee. You know what I'm talking about? Trump was the first guy to say, I promise to make sure that rates are lower. Okay, that's the Fed's plan. Lower rates, enslave you more to the system. Kamala said, what a great idea. I'm going to adopt that too. And I'm going to promise my followers, fans, whatever, zombies, the same thing. Because it sounds good on paper. Lots of things sound good on paper. Anyway, so these central banks must coordinate to cut rates and devalue the currency. Central banks also need, are you ready? Look what I wrote. Puppets. They need puppets to sell their plan of lower rates and therefore currency devaluation to a dumbed down public. And nobody's held to account as usual. What would you expect? So anyway, lower rates and currency devaluation will buy some time. It will, to service the interest on the vastly expanding global debt. Moreover, this mechanism, are you ready for this part? Will allow for more time as to set up or stage another event or events as to foster reasons to expand the debt. Henceforth, why this plays right into that 30 to 90 day window that my buddy is talking about. We're talking about a guy here with 30 years of military intel under his belt, right? That's all I'm going to tell you. Let us move forward. Right now, we all need to be ready for anything and expect anything, even the unbelievable. The system must either be fueled or a rapid and uncontrolled world financial and economic meltdown will occur, again, locking up of the system, which will eclipse anything which has ever been seen before. Now, I want to hear from you on this. Again, this is in your inbox. A link in the description of this video to my newsletter here. You think I got it right here, or am I just way off base? Let us move forward. So, Bank of England to press on with digital currency in case banks fall short. Hold that thought. Washington, October 26th, yesterday, Reuters, the Bank of England is reluctantly pressing on with work to create a form of digital money. Digital money? It's not money. It's a joke. Okay. Accessible to the general public. Are you ready for this part? As commercial banks risk failing. Did you hear that? I hope you did. The Bank of England and Britain's finance ministry have said they will not make a final decision before 2025 at the earliest whether to go ahead with a state-backed digital pound or central bank digital currency following a consultation which drew widespread concern about privacy. People, we know where this is going. Look how we're reluctant to do this. We don't want to have to introduce a digital currency. People, this is their goal. This is a smokescreen, another deception. Oh, we don't want to do it, but in case commercial banks fail, we have to have this to, you know, just in case. You got to be kidding me, man. How long have we been talking about this? It's incredible. Now, let's talk about this. All right. Whatever. So Trump is doubling down on replacing income taxes with tariffs. Trump's plan, it seems, for everything is tariffs. We've already understood. Do your own research on this. Nations around the world are already saying, okay, go ahead, institute more tariffs and you see what will happen. We will obviously institute tariffs back. This will start a trade war. Now, just in case you don't know, if you're brand new here, most of Trump's tariffs that were removed by the creature Biden, okay, they are now back in place. These were put in place. First of all, the tariffs on China were never removed. Never. Last year, Biden started re-implementing, Bidenstein, creature, mummy man, started reintroducing Trump's tariffs. So most of Trump's tariffs are in place right now. How's it working out? Trump is doubling down, saying he's going to make it more expansive. Now, in his interview with Joe Rogan, he said, okay, let's replace income tax with tariffs. First of all, let me just say this, man. If any of you honestly believe that that is going to happen, I have a few bridges I want to sell you. Not just that, I want you to think back just a little bit here. During Trump's last tenure, we were told a few things and I wrote them down here. Number one, tariffs would shrink the deficit. That's what he said. Number two, with tariffs, he was going to pay off the debt in 2 years. Well, let's hold on to those. With reducing the deficit with these tariffs, what happened to debts and deficits? They ballooned faster than anyone could have possibly imagined. You don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. With regard to paying off the debt in 2 years, I'm still waiting for that. What we have seen is the debt balloon. In fact, the debt ballooned more so under Trump than Obama and Biden combined. Lock her up. That didn't happen. Had nothing to do with tariffs, but it was a nice kind of a catchphrase. Replacing Obamacare the first day he got into office. Still waiting for that one to happen. Anyway, look, man. With regard to tariffs being the solution to our problems here, I really sincerely hope you're not buying it. Anyone that does has an extremely rudimentary understanding of how this would work. Didn't work. None of it worked last time. It sounds good on paper, and he can sell it to people who don't understand things, and that's really what it's all about. Politicians do this. They play on what they believe is your ignorance or your stupidity. Now you, by following this blog, are not ignorant, nor are you stupid. And I do not believe that Trump has such a basic rudimentary understanding of the economic situation. Maybe it's true. He already said he's not a stock market guy. He's a real estate guy. Maybe he doesn't understand the economy. I don't know. You tell me, okay? But anyway, so do not, and I repeat, do not hinge any of your hopes on tariffs replacing income taxes. It's not going to happen. And if you don't believe me, save this video to your computer so you can call me out when it does happen. All right? Because it's not going to. I'm telling you right here and right now. There is no way that, again, look, man, trade wars, we already know where we're going. We're leading to real war. World War III, don't take my word for it. Listen to Jamie Dimon, the illustrious CEO of the World Superbank. He understands where we're going. You understand where we're going. War as a mechanism to pull debt into the now. That seems to me like the most logical way they're going to pull it off. Could it be another scamdemic? Scamdemics obviously require even more cash to be pulled into the now. Anyway, so with regard to the whole talk with Joe Rogan here, what was missing from the entire conversation? How about monetary policy? Why didn't we hear a whisper about what the Fed is doing, what the Fed started to do since June with full-on quantitative easing? Why is it that we didn't hear a whisper about how lower rates, which is what Trump was promising you, which now got adopted by the beautiful, lovely Kamala, is massively currency purchasing power negative and economically destructive? Why is it that we didn't hear a thing, a peep about anything with regard to the Federal Reserve? Oh, maybe because, again, he thinks you're stupid and you can't know that. But he's going to promise you that tariffs are going to get rid of income tax and it's going to be the end all. People, he really thinks you're dumb. Do you understand that? I really want you to come away with at least that. They both think you're stupid. Kamala as well. She's adopted the same thing. The Federal Reserve's plan here is to obviously get stronger via any mechanism possible that they want to throw at you. The mechanism here of keeping rates artificially suppressed here allows the Fed to inflate, obviously devaluing the currency, meaning they got to issue more of it. So Trump and Kamala are the sales spokesmen for the Federal Reserve. And this so-called how tariffs are going to replace income taxes, people, mark my words, man. Mark my words. It's frankly laughable. Anyway, we covered a lot here, people. I really hope I've brought you all up to speed. I do want to hear from you. So those of you, tell me how wrong I am about this. Tell me how I don't understand. Because Trump is playing 5D chess and he speaks in parables and walks on water with Jesus Christ. Okay, no, again, just going back. Tariffs were supposed to shrink the deficit last time. Deficit ballooned. Let's see, what else was supposed to happen? He was supposed to pay off the debt in 2 years with tariffs. That didn't work either. Ain't happening, man. Again, he's falling back on, I think, a tagline that worked last time on the brain dead. Maybe it'll work again. I don't know. We lose either way. You know that. Central banks are the government. The Fed in this case with Trump and Kamala, now the spokespeople for the Federal Reserve. Again, not a peep, not a syllable about monetary policy during the entire 3-hour interview. Find that surprising? Didn't come up during the presidential debate or the vice presidential debate. Nothing, not a word, because you must be lied to. You must be deceived. And you must be told that tariffs are the answer to everything because he thinks you're dumb. I know you're not dumb. You're laughing. People, this guy loves you from the heart with all I got. So let's see what happens. Again, look, with regard to the situation, we're pretty much there. First of all, we don't need to deviate. We're on the right pathway here. If we do see this get worse, people, look, man, I know a lot of you already pulled out of the market. And I don't blame you for doing that. Like I said, a lot of uncertainty here. If Trump is not selected, you know my take on this. The market's going to be extremely unhappy, especially the crypto space. Could these be buying opportunities? We will see. Why? Because we're going to watch the debt market. While everyone else, the zombies out there, are focused on what's the stock market doing? We're going to watch the driver, all right? We're in command. We, you and me are in freaking command of our own destinies. You understand? We don't need puppets, Trump puppet, Kamala puppet, or whatever puppet who are selling you the freaking Fed plan to tell us what we need to do. You understand? Because we can see right through the garbage, the nonsense, the deceptions, the distraction. You know why? because we have a functioning brain. You understand? Period. And I'll tell you one more thing that's going to piss people off. You and I, we have a main line to the Almighty. And the Almighty is going to obviously enlighten us as to what we should do here, people. That's our strength above all. I'm going to leave you off with that. Love you all. I'll see you in the morning. Okay, people, I want to hear from you. Please comment, share the video. Thumbs up are greatly appreciated. And until we meet again, what am I going to say? Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other.